Well, if oil is a natural resource that's helped determine the fate of Venezuela, mineral wealth in Afghanistan is the resource that could determine not only Afghanistan's fate, but the United States' protracted role in that country. A report in the New York Times this week pointed to new interest from the Trump administration in developing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion in mineral reserves. Part of the thinking here? It could justify continued American investment in the country after 16 years of war. But here's a key question. Can Afghanistan's vast mineral wealth be developed in a way that doesn't just lead to more conflict? Should Afghans be worried when they hear the American president say things like this about America's other long war in Iraq?
We should have kept the oil when we got out.
I've always said, shouldn't be there, but if we're going to get out, take the oil.
We should have taken the oil.
Stephen Carter is Afghanistan campaign leader at Global Witness. He studies mining and corruption in Afghanistan, and he says the country's resources are attractive.
Afghanistan has an embarrassment of riches when it comes to extractive resources. Everything from gold and copper to lapis lazuli, precious stones, iron ore, lithium. And lithium is being particularly talked about at the moment as an area that has great potential. The problem with the estimate of $1 trillion is, first of all, the difficulties of getting the stuff out of the ground, and more importantly, the difficulties of governance, because the goal in Afghanistan is not to dig minerals out of the ground. The goal is to produce something that actually creates a benefit for the people of Afghanistan, that helps support the Afghan budget and provides a plausible path to developing the Afghan economy as a whole.
Right. I mean, this is the major challenge. I mean, it's one thing to be interested in $1 trillion in minerals. In a way, if it were easy or convenient to get at them, not only physically, but also in terms of the political context in Afghanistan, it seems like those deals would have been done a long time ago.
Well, there have been some attempts to make deals, particularly for the more accessible minerals. The issue is partly about the infrastructure. There's a need for railways, there's a need for roads, electricity, and to help develop the sector. But the biggest challenge is governance. And that's really the concern we have with the focus of the administration on extractives, that there is a sense that this is a quick win.
So, Stephen, let's talk a little bit about what we know about the Trump administration's intentions here. The president reportedly has been reluctant to follow his generals and authorize an escalation and 4,000 more troops in Afghanistan. Some have described this plan or this ability to extract resources from Afghanistan as a way to keep the president interested in the project. Do you have a sense of whether that's the case and what the plan is here, given all of the difficulties in investment and governance that you're talking about?
The administration is looking for a new strategy in Afghanistan, and that's perhaps part of what is going on here, that after 16 years, the need for something new is pressing, and from what we hear from public reports, there is a dissatisfaction in the White House with the idea of just continuing on the current path.
Stephen, history must have plenty of lessons about what happens if a foreign power tries to quickly and easily extract resources from Afghanistan without the types of investments that you're talking about.
Absolutely. I mean, the danger that the Afghan people will perceive this as a looting of their resources is very acute. And that will be a key propaganda point for the Taliban, which I am sure that they would exploit to the hilt. The danger is that there would be a immediate rise in conflict, and you'd attract insurgent groups to those areas. You'd attract armed groups who would be wanting to get a piece of the action. At that stage, either there is going to be a lot of expenditure needed to secure that area and a lot of violence, which can potentially affect the economics of the whole project, or you have a situation where the Taliban get paid off in order to allow mining to take place. That would in effect mean that American companies were helping to fund the insurgency or illegal armed groups.
You know, Stephen, one of the major factors that's prevented American corporations from clamoring into Afghanistan is corruption. As you know, Afghanistan is ranked one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Corporations who do want to do business there feel like they have to discount 20, 25, 30% off the top for corruptions and bribes, because that's how business gets done in Afghanistan. How big of a factor is that? And do you think the Trump administration, even in these early musings, is thinking that through?
The issue of corruption in Afghanistan is absolutely key. It's key not just for developing the economy and developing sectors like the extractive sector. It's key to the stability of the country. It's one of the absolutely core drivers of the insurgency. And it is a factor which deeply undermines the strength and legitimacy of the government.
So, Stephen Carter, it's clear that real development of Afghanistan's mining resources and real investment could be an enormous benefit to the country and an enormous promoter of stability, but only if it's done in an extremely intentional way, only if it's done in the right way. What is that right way? How is it done?
There's no silver bullet, but there are things that can really move the dial. For example, with the mining law, we're talking about basic transparency measures. And perhaps most importantly, having a single account for production payment data so that you can make public in a very automatic way the revenues that are being provided by these mines and how much they're producing.
Well, Stephen Carter, before we let you go, you know, President Trump was fond during the campaign of telling crowds that the big mistake the United States made in Iraq was that we should have just taken the oil. Does that worry you?
That worries me enormously, yes. If the objective of the administration is to develop the Afghan mining sector, we would absolutely support that. But on the condition that there's a crystal clear understanding that the only way to do that is to first put in place these measures. And the opportunity is there. There are actually things that can be done. That's the other part of the message. But if that is not the case, if there's going to be an idea that this is some shortcut, then I think the result is only going to be further damage to the Afghan people and further damage to American interests in the country.
Stephen Carter is Afghanistan campaign leader at Global Witness. Stephen Carter, thanks.
Thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.